Jubilee Hall in Independence, Kentucky, the Sugarfoot Cloggers are rehearsing for what promises to be entertaining toe-tapping and foot-stomping at the Appalachian Festival. Doug Brewster teaches the group of about 14 dancers.
Well, it's fun. It's lots of fun. And I like to see people carry on the tradition of clogging, so that's why I teach. I just want to carry it on from generation to generation.
The earliest form of clogging began in the Appalachian Mountains in the mid-1700s. The steps were quick, impromptu patterns, usually done to fiddle music. Brewster says the dance form has evolved. Now there are taps on the shoes, and the clogging routines can be done to different kinds of music, including hip-hop. The Sugarfoot Cloggers include dancers ages 15 to 83. 17-year-old Dove Eye Razor is a natural. Her long, slender legs carry her across the wooden floor with a shuffle-hop step.
Well, being able to dance in front of people and just seeing like little kids smile and dance with us is the greatest feeling ever.
Doug Brewster says the steps appear simple in the beginning, but it does take about 10 weeks to get the hang of it.
You're going to bend your foot back, and you're going to brush forward, and you get a double toe sound, and you step on it, and you rock back on the right foot, and step on it. And that's a basic step, and it sounds like this. That's a basic.
The oldest member of the group, Troy Shamley, is 83. He says the exercise is good for the mind and the body.
Yeah, that's what keeps me going, you know. And I'm afraid to stop because, you know, my age, you know, if you stop, it might lock up, you know.
High cheekbones and a white crew cut define Shamley. He's been clogging for 19 years and proudly announces that for one of the routines, he makes the sound of a train whistle from his throat.
When you do that Kentucky borderline, we usually have this train song. So,
oh, yeah. So. I'd like to have the, do you have the whistle?
Yeah, do it in my throat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Doug Brewster's Sugarfoot Cloggers will perform Sunday, but for the adventuresome, clogging instruction will be available at the festival Friday evening with Spirit of America Cloggers. Doug Brewster says, of course, freestyle is always acceptable. Festival spokeswoman Lisa Desatnik says the Appalachian Community Development Association gets the credit for putting on the family-friendly affair.
It's an educational opportunity to come and learn about the Appalachian culture and heritage of some 300,000 people in this area that have Appalachian roots.
Desatnik says there'll be lots of music, including Ma Crow, Wild Carrot, the Rabbit Hash String Band, and Saturday night, the Tillers are headlining. And of course, we can expect some good home cooking.
Country ham, blazing redfish, pulled barbecue pork, smoked beef or chicken, butterfly pork chops, Blue Ridge bangers, sweet potato fries, turkey legs, fried chicken, jambalaya, baked beans, cornbread, country taters.
And for that sweet tooth, there'll be, among other desserts, homemade fudge, kettle corn, and funnel cakes. And after all that, clogging might be a good idea. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.